The D is domestic tranquility. Your husband needs a peaceful home. The R is respect. The E is Eros. And now we move to the A in dream, the fourth key. The A in dream is attraction. Remember the electricity when you were first dating and how your stomach went, ooh, like this. And your husband got hooked on your looks. Your husband needs to be attracted to you in the same way that he was when you were courting. Of course, love changes, it matures, it deepens, all those things. But in the same way you caught his eye way back when, you want to keep catching his eye. Obviously, we're going to age and things are going to happen to us. That's why I have my 31 days to a younger you back there. But you want to keep attracting your husband. Picture this and see if you would want your husband to say this about you. I am out of my league. Look at her picture. Look at mine. It's the truth. Man, she's unbelievable. As beautiful as you might think she is on the outside, that woman is a home run on the inside. That'd be nice if your husband said that about you. I found that on a Facebook post from Patrick Brown. And Patrick Brown is a contractor and a TV personality. He was on 8 seasons of Homemade Simple on TLC, and our family was featured on their show, and that's how we met him. And Patrick Brown is a Christian, and I was able to interview him for the book, and he's talking about his wife, Denise, and he is still as hooked on her looks now, as he, after children, as he was then. And so to be that kind of person that's attractive on the outside to our spouse still, and we've got what it takes because we hooked him in the first place, okay? So to be attractive on the outside and attractive on the inside. Willard Harley, the His Needs, Her Needs book says, by calling for a wife to be attractive, I mean she should take pains to look something like the woman her husband married. So your hairstyle might change, the size of your pants might change, all those things, but we are trying the best we can as we age to look like that girl back there when we were first married. We're trying. You all know the stories of the single women who did all this stuff to look so attractive, to hook a man. And then once they had a man, they let everything go. You've heard the stories. And then the husband's like, what happened to my wife? What happened to the woman I married? Again, Dennis Prager talks about this in such a good way that men and women were so different. This is why this whole attraction thing is very hard for us, because we don't judge or attract by the way our husband looks. We're not wired that way. Think of advertisements. Advertisements all have the woman's body, right? All parts of the woman's body are in some kind of advertisement because men are extremely visually stimulated. They see that part of the woman's body, and they're completely hooked, excited. There they are. You could see, you know, a thigh, right? Just in a commercial, just picture a magazine. All it is a thigh with, like, a razor, and, you know, that would be an ad. Well, could you ever see a man's thigh in an advertisement? Or a man, you know, any, you know, like an arm of a man or a man's silhouette. I mean, it's unheard of. We women aren't like that. We don't look at a man's body part and think, oh, wow, look at that, you know. So different. So when our husband says, I need you to be attractive, we hear like, oh, he's, you know, he doesn't accept me as I am. Or, you know, we have all these things that we think to rationalize stuff. But all he's saying is, I'm really into the visual. And the most you can do to keep visually looking like that woman that I was attracted to in the first place, that would really help me. That would bless me. So it may mean kicking me out of the door. I go to the gym 3 days a week. Do I want to go to the gym 3 days a week? No. I hate getting up in the morning. Get up in the morning, I go, and it's just, I don't like it. But I do it because I want to stay healthy, and I do it because I want my husband still to think like, oh, my wife is attractive. Now, you might think like, well, that's mean of the husband to think that of her. But the whole idea is you want to do your best, to appear your best for your spouse. We do it for our girlfriends. We do it for other people. Why not do it for our spouse? To care about what preference do you have, honey? And if you hear he has a preference, I used to have really short hair. When we were married, I had short hair. So I know I could hook him with short hair, you know? So I had short hair. But he would tell me, oh, honey, I would just love for you to grow your hair out long. I just love long hair. So, you know, you get a little, you know, and as the years go on, then it's long and you get used to it. But I don't think I would have ever initially grown out my hair unless my husband said, I would really like you to grow out your hair. Would you think about it? Now that may seem, you know, kind of some women, they'll be like, "How do you, who is he to tell me what to do with my hair?" But to me, it's like a, here's this man that's really important to me, and he's telling me a preference, like something that he likes. And if it's something I can do, why not do it? Why hold that from him? Now, obviously, you know, if it's something impossible or something crazy, then you can say, "Honey, I don't know about that." But if it's something you know you could do that's within the realm of reason, then it's something that you could look at. So, you know, we struggle as women with our weight. As you grow older, it's really hard to keep, you know, to not gain weight. And then we struggle with exercise, finding time to exercise, with eating right, got all these yummy things all around us. So I remember one Mother's Day, I was given a heart magnet, and it said, "Lord, you have my heart." It was so sweet. So of course you put it in your refrigerator because it's a magnet. And I remember going to the refrigerator, and I was on my period, and I was just looking for, like, chocolate, you know. And I grabbed the refrigerator, and I see this heart magnet that says, "Lord, you have my heart." And I said to the Lord, "Lord, you can have my heart, but I'm going to keep my stomach." And I opened that refrigerator, and I got my chocolate, and I ate all this. And we as women, we are protective about our stomachs. We are protective about, you know, us choosing what do we eat and us choosing how much do we exercise. But there are times, I'm sure, where our husbands have thought, like, "Wow, I wish that you would eat less so that you could lose weight, or I wish that you could go to the gym so you could be stronger." So for us to realize, wow, this appearance piece of the puzzle is important to my husband. And so I will make an effort to be as disciplined as I can. So I had, you know, after I had maybe after Noelle, after our second child, you know, you have that 30 pounds of baby weight that you're trying to lose. And I remember one day I was like in my underwear and I was looking in the mirror and I was just looking at myself, you know, like, "Oh Lord," you know. And then James walked in and he saw me. So I felt like I have to explain, because it's like, what are you doing? Like standing in front of a mirror, just like staring at yourself. You feel kind of stupid, like someone caught you. So he came in and I said, "Oh, I was just picturing what my body could look like if it was toned." And he said, "Me too." So I said, "What? You too? What are you saying? I just had a baby, you know." And he said, "No, I was picturing what I would look like if I was toned." Now, was that not a good out, ladies? Was that not a good out? And he to this day will tell you he was sincere, that he really meant it. Because you know when we women, we gain our way, our husbands gain it too. So we were both looking at the mirror and apparently he said, "Me too." So he rescued himself out of that one. But the consideration, I will tell you, a motivation for me personally after having babies was like, okay, I'm going to lose weight because I know it would mean a lot to my husband if he saw me and I was thinner and more attracted to him. So then you're kind of motivated by, I want to bless someone. So it's not like, I'm not going to love you if you're not skinny. It's not like that. It's like, I want to appreciate your requests. You know, honey, is it possible? Do you think you could lose the weight? Yeah, I guess I could, sure. You know, so it's about realizing, yes, my husband wants an attractive spouse, and yes, I'll do my best to be that attractive spouse for him. And a lot of that has to do with our health, eating right and exercising, all that. So I interviewed Dr. David Jeremiah. He's 70. And the day that I interviewed him, he was talking about he had ridden 20 miles on his bicycle, 70. And I said, "Well, Pastor Jeremiah, you know, I'm 40 and I haven't ridden that many miles in a long time." And this is what he said about it. "All of us, as we grow older, we struggle with weight. It's constantly before us. I care about trying to stay in shape because of my wife. I had fun riding my bike. I love doing it. But part of it is also I don't want my wife to have to grow up with an old man." Isn't that sweet? So it's the consideration to our spouse that we say, "I don't want this old body of mine to break down before it needs to. And I'm going to do my best to keep this body running in consideration to you." It really is. You think about it. It's like you want this body to last as long as it can. And of course, then we're going to deteriorate and we're going to die. Everybody knows that. But as much as within your power to live a healthy life, that's a wonderful gift you can give to your spouse. Patrick Brown, the person I quoted at the beginning, talking about his wife being a home run on the inside, he says this: when a wife takes care of her appearance, as mine has, it communicates volumes to the husband. Dress yourself up as much as you can, understanding that your husband is a gift to you from God. You want to present yourself to him as a gift. I think women, more than anything, need to accept the way God made them, and they need to try to be the best that God has made them. So you ask yourself, you know, what does your husband find attractive? Does he, you know, a certain makeup style, a certain hairstyle, certain colors on you? Does he have a favorite jacket you wear? And when you go on your date night, wear those things and do those things. Maybe he likes your hair up. Maybe he likes your hair down. You know, maybe whatever it is, and cater to his preferences in the same way that you'd want yourself to look nice when you were first dating. When I asked James, you know, here he is, the poor man, you've got to be the happy husband, dear, because I wrote the book now, you know. So I asked him, you know, sweetheart, boil it all down, what does a husband need? And he said, you know, a husband wants an attractive spouse who's smiling from ear to ear. So he says, a husband wants to know, this is a woman who's happy to be with me, and this is a woman who's happy with her life, and that just makes the husband so happy. Scott Palmer, he and his wife Bethany are called the money couple, and they do these money personalities, and they're speakers and authors. And he says this: many people have unhappy marriages because the wife is unhappy. The I love yous and support are important, but I just need to hear my wife say, hey, I'm having a great time. Bethany tells me all the time, I love our life together. That's all I need. I just need to know that she's happy. So we can talk about eating right, we can talk about exercising, and those are all good things to make our bodies last as much as we can. And the thing that we need to wear is that smile to let our husbands know, I'm still attracted to you. When you were dating, believe me, you were smiling. He was probably not dating someone who was like, every time you saw him, you didn't go like, you know. You smiled when you saw that man, and that's attractive to him. So keep smiling, keep being attractive to him. Keep thinking, how can I hook my husband today by the way I look? And keep that going on in your marriage, and that's one way. Wouldn't it be sweet to be like 80 years old and still make a fuss about how you look because you know you're going to see your husband and put your lipstick on? I mean, that's fun. That's considerate. It's very sweet. So one thing that my husband was not finding attractive was what I was wearing to bed, because my husband had this strange idea that when you got married, that every night your wife would show up in like lingerie into bed. They think like everyone sleeps this way. I'm like, sweetheart, no. So it's very cold and it's very uncomfortable. We don't sleep that way. So I had a favorite t-shirt. You know how we all have that favorite t-shirt? So my favorite t-shirt was navy blue from Old Navy, and it said Polar Bear Club and had like a little polar bear on it. Okay, so this was my favorite nightshirt. So I wear it all the time. Well, unbeknownst to me, this was really a bone of contention with James. And so he was like, sweetheart, you know, could you wear something else? You know, like, could you do, you know? And I was like, this is my most comfortable shirt. And I couldn't understand why, when our eyes are closed while we're asleep, should I be in an uncomfortable shirt? Like, it makes no sense. Our eyes are closed. I should be able to wear a comfortable shirt. So I kept wearing my polar bear shirt. Well, he goes away with his guy friends from college. You know, every few years they all get together from all different parts of the states. And apparently my Polar Bear Club shirt was the topic of conversation, right? So this is in my book. So the guy Brian is in my book. It's very funny. So they're like, okay, James, here's what you do. So they're going to help him get rid of the polar bear shirt. And the way that I think James described it made it sound like I'm like covered from head to toe with just, you know, like my little fingers coming out or something. So he said, this is what you do. So the guy Brian, what he did was he put a fireplace in their room, in their master bedroom, so it'd be all hot. And then he took his wife shopping to Victoria's Secret, and they picked out like the little lingerie, and they picked out the little pajamas. You know, they're all like cute and everything, and so they did this. So I say to James, sweetheart, please. So he comes back with this report. Okay, here's what we're going to, and I'm like, oh, sweetheart, please. Like, we're really going to have a fireplace in our room, and we're going to go and get a new, you know, please. Well, Mother's Day was coming up. So a few days before Mother's Day, these packages start coming in from Victoria's Secret. They start coming in. But believe it or not, it's very sweet. They were all really nice. They were like little tank tops and little shorts and bottoms and little tops. And one of them was so funny. It was just almost right in the shape of my polar bear shirt, you know. And I was like, oh. And then it was gray. And I said, oh, honey, I have gray leggings that could go over. I'll be so warm. He's like, don't put the leggings on. That defeats the purpose. Put that in your book. That's what he said. So for the record, I have brought to you a polar bear shirt to show it to you. See? So here, see, it's just soft and sweet and so my poor husband, he thought, yeah, this is a polar bear shirt for sure. He thought this is not what people are supposed to be dressed like. So the polar bear shirt has now been retired. It has not been worn since the time we've had this discussion. And now I wear this, you know, the little shirts that have like the little Victoria's Secret, they're buttons, but they have sleeves and stuff like that. So we've kind of upgraded our nighttime wardrobe. And to me, you know, that is like so not a big deal. You're asleep, like be comfortable. But to him, he wants to like get in bed and feel like, oh, she looks cute. That's important to him. It's like, okay, you know. So the reason I tell you is listen to what your husband says. Because what's attractive to him may not be attractive to you, but it's something that you can do. And it's something that's fine. And I like my new pajamas, it's fine. So I want you to remember when you think like, you know, because we women, we think our style is so personal. So it's like, don't tell me what to wear, it's personal. I knew someone, the man loved her to wear red. I'm wearing red, but it was another woman, and she didn't really like it, but she did look good in it. And so she would wear it from time to time simply because she knew her husband liked it. So be willing to make those concessions of, you know, my husband finds this attractive. It's not exactly what I would choose, but I'm not opposed to it. I can do this, you know, pair of earrings or whatever that he likes that you might not be crazy about. It's okay.